Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. Johnson & Johnson says it plans to apply soon for the emergency use of its vaccine against COVID-19, saying it's 66% effective overall at preventing moderate illness and more protective against the most serious symptoms. The nation's leading infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says although the new vaccine may be less effective than others already in use, it has benefits.
This is a single-shot vaccine in which you start to see efficacy anywhere from 7 to 10 days following the first and only shot. It is very, very good with regard to cold chain requirements, namely requiring only a refrigerator. It is inexpensive, and the company is capable of making doses in the numbers of billions.
At a briefing at the White House Friday, Fauci also said testing is underway on vaccines for children, and he hopes children will be able to be vaccinated by late spring or early summer. Joe Biden made his first visit to Walter Reed Friday as president. NPR's Matthew Schwartz reports.
Biden's first experience with Walter Reed came in 1988, when then-Senator Biden underwent surgery after suffering two life-threatening brain aneurysms. Biden spent nearly 6 months recovering at the military hospital. Biden has since visited Walter Reed many times, both as vice president under Obama and when his son, Beau, was being treated there for brain cancer. On this return to the hospital, Biden thanked workers for everything they had done for his family, including treating his son, who died in 2015.
He took care of him in his final days with great grace and dignity.
The president toured the hospital's vaccine distribution center and met with military veterans being treated there, calling them real heroes. Matthew Schwartz, NPR News, Washington.
The most talked-about stock in the country, GameStop, rocketed higher in value again Friday. This happened after trading platforms like Robinhood relaxed restrictions they'd imposed Thursday. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
GameStop stock doubled in price this morning, but it's been incredibly volatile in recent days. Investors in a social media group on Reddit have been buying the stock and triggering what's called a short squeeze. That can pop a share price way up if hedge funds are betting against it with so-called short positions. Robinhood and other trading platforms sparked anger online and from members of Congress when they blocked individual investors from buying more shares. Robinhood said it needed to do that, though, in part to shore up its own finances amidst the highly unusual trading spree. The Securities and Exchange Commission says it's monitoring the situation and will act to protect investors and maintain fair trading practices. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News. The Commerce Department reports consumer spending fell last month for the second month in a row. It dropped 0.2% in December after a seasonally adjusted 0.7% drop in November. Canadian Airlines will cancel all flights to Mexico and the Caribbean as the Canadian government enacts further restrictions on international travelers. Emma Jacobs has more.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said all international flights will now arrive at four airports. Air travelers will have to pay for a coronavirus test and quarantine up to 3 days at a government-approved hotel, expected to cost over $2,000. Those who test negative can finish required 14-day isolations at home.
We will also, in the coming weeks, be requiring non-essential travelers to show a negative test before entry at the land border with the U.S.
The latest restrictions aim in part to stop the spread of new variants of the virus. Meanwhile, Canada has widespread transmission at home, including of the new UK variant. For NPR News, I'm Emma Jacobs in Montreal.
A Russian court Friday ordered several allies of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny be placed under house arrest. His brother is among those targeted. It's part of a crackdown after tens of thousands of people protested in Russia last weekend, demanding Navalny be released. More protests are planned Sunday. Navalny has been detained since January 17th when he returned to Russia after recovering in Germany from nerve agent poisoning. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.